Mr. Speaker, I just want to address some of the comments that have been made tonight. First of all, the women earlier, the representative from McNeil District has talked about how this is such an outrage, all the things that are an outrage, kids getting shot. I understand that. That is an absolute outrage. I would never say that it's not an outrage at all. But I would like to say that one of the things that's also an outrage is when we have members of this body, members of other bodies in other states, or even at the federal level, who would seek to deprive us of our Second Amendment right, where it says that our Second Amendment right shall not be infringed. And if you were to go back in time 230-some years and look at a dictionary, the word infringe would say something along the lines of to corrupt or to corrode. So anything that the federal government does to restrict the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, in fact, an infringement and therefore unconstitutional, Mr. Speaker. The other thing that I'd like to say is that someone says that more weapons are not the answer, but I'd like to remind this body also that if we ever find ourselves in trouble, there's somebody that we're supposed to call who has more guns. More guns can be the answer if you're the good guy. Wayne LaPerriere, the president or whoever of the NRA, he said that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. History shows us this over and over and over again. Good guys with guns are usually the only people who can stop the bad guy with a gun. Assault weapons. I don't even want to go down this road. There's only a few people in this body who probably have as much experience and training as I do in firearms, Mr. Speaker. And for anybody to refer to the firearms that are available, the single shot, or the semi-automatic, gas-operated, air-cooled, magazine-fed firearms that are available on the market for our citizens are not assault weapons. In fact, as a squad leader in the Marine Corps, I can tell you that when we refer to somebody who is assaulting, the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire maneuver, or to repel the enemy's assault by fire in close combat. Anything that you use to attack somebody is an assault weapon. By virtue of having a firearm that has a pistol grip and a semi-automatic does not make it an assault weapon. This is not a legal term. This is a term that's been invented by the media, and it's used to scare people into falling for the anti-gun agenda. And what do we value, Mr. Speaker? Somebody earlier has said in their debate, talking about what do we value? Do we value our lives or do we value our guns? Well, Mr. Speaker, I value my Second Amendment rights. By virtue of being alive, I have a natural right to continue to live. By virtue of having two fists, if I need to put my dukes up to defend myself, I can do that. And the Second Amendment is there not to protect our rights to hunt, but the Second Amendment is there to protect our rights from a tyrannical government, should our government ever go that far that it would try to deprive us of our inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the other thing, Mr. Speaker, is the preemption of federal laws. According to Article 1, Section 2, Article 1, Section 8, Article 4, Section 4, the Ninth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment, the states have fully within their jurisdiction the right to preempt federal laws whenever the federal government operates beyond their constitutional parameter. In government and background checks, in this country, Mr. Speaker, we have a very strong tradition of protecting people's freedom. And so I think it would be very dangerous for anybody in this body to ever participate or cooperate with a law in which we would ask people to prove that they're innocent before we let them exercise their rights. So these are some questions and a discussion that I think it's important to have and important for us to stir our minds up by way of remembrance and through history and through principles, Mr. Speaker. But right now the issue at stake is whether or not the people have the right to keep and bear arms. And I think that House Bill 170 is perfectly applicable to the day that we live in, when we have a federal government that's operating as intrusively as they are and trying to deprive people of the right to keep and bear arms. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.